The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Well, yes, Lee Hakol, because I'm here, I have everything.
You definitely do have Hakol, that is for sure. And kind of a fluid news day today, Rolien. Things changing pretty much each time we connected.
Absolutely. You know, I always start the day looking at the various news outlets for what the big stories are now. And you're a regular receiver of messages that say, pretty much a news day. But we have quite a bit happening today. Let's start with the exciting news. Yeah. And that is the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Tourism announced that we will be opening for tour groups or delegations for up to 40 people, and you don't require a booster. All that you require are 2 vaccinations. And again, I really recommend that you check with your local embassy or consulate to see exactly what the criteria are, that you check with our site online. But yes, last week we opened up to individuals, vaccinated, boosted, and all the rest. And this week we are opening up to tour groups. So I know many of you are wanting to come and visit, especially delegations and groups. Well, we are standing by waiting to receive you.
That really is very, very good news. And I'm thinking about your tour operators, Rolien, who've had 2 difficult years. This must just be life-changing for them.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think of anybody working in the tourism industry. I know that there are so many people in South Africa as well that are dependent on the income from the tourists and tourism. So whatever we can do in whatever way to support them all around the world, let's do that.
Ro, over the weekend reported that Mossad apparently foiled attacks on Israelis. It was more than one place, a few places actually.
Isn't this extraordinary? So the big story is that Mossad foiled potential attacks on Israeli, a plot believed to be Iranian, and have arrested people in Senegal, Ghana, and Tanzania. You know, when you hear Africa, of course, you immediately worry, where about Africa are we talking? But in this case, Senegal, Ghana, and Tanzania, arrested by local intelligence on the ground. And coupled with that, we heard the news coming from Cyprus, just up the road from us, saying that they will be laying charges of terrorism against 6 suspects, the chief of which was Azerbaijani, for also alleged terror plots against Israelis and Jews. So, you know, this proves that we are fighting a menace in the form of Iran. Iran really the proxy sponsor behind the scenes, trying to stretch their tentacles as far as they believe they will go.
And then let's talk about this really serious situation that appears to be developing in Ethiopia.
Well, I know that this is a huge concern for many in South Africa, because many people travel via Ethiopia. And I have had messages from quite a few people and seen quite a few people posting on various groups whether or not it's still safe. And again, I really advise that you check with the airlines and you check with your embassy and consulate to see what the situation is. But from Israel's perspective, our foreign ministry began evacuating several families of diplomats in Ethiopia from Saturday evening. And this is a result of the violence and the fighting escalating between Ethiopian government forces and rebels from the province of Tigray. Our ministry spokesperson, Leo Hayat, said that our diplomats will continue their work on the ground, but we are giving quite a strong travel warning. We don't advise that Israelis travel to Ethiopia right now, and that family will be evacuated and brought home. And it's also brought up a discussion here in Israel. Our Minister of Aliyah and Integration, Minister Penina Tamano-Shatta from the Blue and White Party, she herself has Ethiopian roots, and she has said that any delay in bringing Ethiopia's remaining Jewish community to Israel must be sped up. She's virtually demanded this of the government, threatening to, in fact, pull out of the government if this demand is not met. Of course, we have huge, huge concerns for the situation on the ground, both for the Jewish community of Ethiopia and for civilians who have been caught up in the violence. Many civilians have been killed as a result of the fighting between the rebels and government forces.
And I don't recall where I came across it, Rolene, but I think it was earlier today where I read about infiltrators onto an LL flight. The situation is that desperate that people are so keen to get out that pretending to be Jewish in order to get on the plane.
Well, this is it, and it's, you know, it's created all kinds of issues, a grave concern that, you know, we have got many people trying to get on flights as a result of the sheer and utter desperation. Mm-hmm. And it does put Israel in a precarious position, you know, what to do with anybody who has kind of managed to get on a flight claiming to be Jewish but actually aren't Jewish. It's a very, very delicate situation.
Yeah, I hear you. And then let's talk about the fact that the president of Colombia is going to inaugurate an innovation office in Jerusalem.
Ay, bienvenidos to the president of Colombia. Note the accent that I used. We welcomed yesterday President Ivan Duque from Colombia. He actually has, in fact, just moments ago opened the Innovation and Economic Center in Jerusalem. This, Israel is the first country that he is choosing to do this. So we are extremely proud and privileged and happy that he's doing this here. This will be linked to the diplomatic mission, which is in Tel Aviv. And it just is another sign of warming relations between Israel and Colombia. You know, Colombia were one of the countries that pulled out of that ridiculous farce for a conference against racism at the United Nations just 2 months ago. Colombia announced that they wouldn't be participating. Very, very important for Israel to have allies in South America. But to echo Prime Minister Bennett earlier today, he said, "We are honored that you chose Israel to be the first country where Colombia opens an innovation center. It marks another milestone in your legacy, Mr. President, of strengthening the bond between our nations."
Two stories I'd like to touch on. The first is this issue of a Hamas drone from the Gaza Strip, apparently shot down by Iron Dome.
Yes, well, this drone was fired towards the sea. And, you know, we do have our Navy posted out doing patrols all over our coastline, understanding the threat that we face and the Iron Dome intercepting this unmanned aerial vehicle as it was fired towards the Mediterranean Sea. The Israeli Air Force have said that we do reserve the right to ensure the protection of our country at all times.
That drone threat is going to be a significant threat to try and manage. Doesn't take much to buy a drone these days.
It doesn't take much to buy a drone, but you know, don't underestimate our Navy and our Army, who are very, very aware of this. In fact, we warned in Prime Minister Bennett's speech to the United Nations General Assembly, he warned the plenary of the threat posed by drone warfare that is, of course, sponsored by Iran. And we are seeing this playing out here where we have proxies in the Gaza Strip firing their drones or letting off their drones towards Israeli sovereign territory, be it territorial or terrestrial or out in the waters.
And then last issue for today, Rolene, never thought I'd be reading this. Times of Israel reporting that there is a Libyan warlord in Israel talking possible relations.
Well, isn't this quite astounding? I mean, he basically wants Israel's backing. I think it's something very, very curious and very, very careful to, you know, to see where Israel will sit on this issue. You know, we do live in a very, very volatile neighborhood. But yeah, very interesting to say, you know, we'll give you peace, we'll give you recognition if you back us. So, yeah, never a dull moment here in Israel.
Never dull indeed. Yeah, I wish for a dull day, actually. Maybe tomorrow
no,
could be
no,
dull.
No, I don't wish for a dull day. That means we've got nothing to speak about.
That'll never happen, Rolene Marks. Chat again tomorrow, same time.